This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com. With your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to another stellar edition of Radio Law Talk. And if you are a regular listener, and we know you are, you will know that this is not the voice of Frederick W. Penny. I'm Todd Kunin, one of the regular co-hosts. Fred Penny is out.
Good morning. How are you, my dear?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
In his absence,
sir. Before we get started, I want to do a five-second silence for late, great
ladies and
Aretha.
Mark your calendars. Go ahead. Check to see if the sign of the apocalypse has happened. Chris Rodriguez is in studio.
Yeah.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Todd.
Outstanding. Great to see you, folks. Boy, we have a lot to talk about today. A lot of interesting, I'm going to use Fred's catchword, you know, I want to have a Radio Law Talk t-shirt made up that just says one word on it in quotation marks.
Interesting.
That, you know, that is the t-shirt that Nate needs. Radio Law Talk. Interesting. That's what needs to be made here. But yeah, we got a lot of topics. Everything from an entire Supreme Court in one state being impeached by the assembly of that state. The subsequent proceedings still have yet to take place. But boy, that is unheard of.
I think it's a first.
Oh, yeah.
Who would have thought that would have been West Virginia?
I know.
Of all places.
Mountain Mama, take me home to the place where I belong.
Do they get their retirement?
Not if they get impeached.
No, they're out. Yeah. I was being facetious. Yeah, but yeah, they're out.
Mm-hmm.
That's out.
It's interesting. I've had friends of mine that have become judges.
Well, wait a second. They could be impeached, but it's if they get removed.
They've got to become guilty. Impeached just means they have the proceeding, right?
Right.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. So they're still in, but the proceeding. And you know, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. We're going to go ahead and cover that in a little bit. But that is one. We also have an update on the Bill Cosby situation. Let's see. He has been found guilty of the sexual offenses in the state of Pennsylvania. So everything attendant to what the effect of this verdict is going to be for Mr. Cosby and his determination as what we call a sexually violent predator. We're going to talk about that. We've got football news, not just injury news related to football. We have one case about a high school player and injuries that he suffered. But we also have football and child support. They seem to go together like, well, I don't know, peanut butter and
tuna fish.
Banana.
Hold on.
Did you say peanut butter
peanut
and
butter
tuna
and
fish?
Tuna fish?
Yeah, I think I got that from the Adam Sandler movie, The Waterboy.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
All right. You know, that's just an odd combination.
Yeah. I think it was Rob Schneider that said it goes together like peanut butter and tuna fish.
Okay.
I could be wrong on that. Call in if you know the reference. Call
in. 855-LAW-RADIO.
Now we know why Elvis died.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time that we have had a Chris Rodriguez reference to social media that may have been less than accurate. Yeah, but
It could be. Hey, gives us something to talk about.
Absolutely. We've also got, let's see. Oh, who uses Roundup? Roundup to kill weeds? Cal's raising his hand.
Oh, yeah.
I know that.
Good stuff. Yeah.
The joke that we always used in my house because my dad was, let's see, how do we put this? Male pattern baldness. He's losing his hair, and you've asked my mom for a haircut one time. It's like, Dad, with that hairline, we can just get it with Roundup, man. You know? But, yeah. Thank you, folks. I'll be here all weekend.
That is mean.
Tip your servers. Try the meatloaf. I hear it's great.
You didn't do that on Father's Day, did you, by any chance?
Oh, heavens no. I reserved the platinum level jokes for Father's Day. Platinum level bad. But, yeah, a huge verdict against the makers of Roundup in relation to an individual who had experts. It always comes down to the experts that claimed that his inoperable, incurable cancer was caused by exposure to Roundup over a two-year period. So we'll talk about that. But in addition to all of this, we also have what probably is the most salient part of Radio Law Talk, which is known as none other than case or no case. Cal, how many of those are we going to do today?
I'm thinking about that. You know, Fred's going to, we either have to go double points on at least one, or we have to do three of them. And I'm just kind of thinking, we'll depend on how the show goes.
Okay.
We may do six. I mean, who knows?
I would like that a lot, because I'm tied with Fred.
I know, that's my point. I know that Denise, who is not competitive.
Not at all.
Want to go on record as saying she's not competitive at all. I know Denise would like at least three, and all of them double points, if you please. However,
s'il vous plaît.
Well, good heavens, if you got three with double points and I had a bad day, she'd take over me, wouldn't she?
That's my point. I'm also thinking out loud that I may do something really mean.
Uh-oh.
And that is, if you get them wrong, we deduct points.
Oh, my.
We're going to go double or nothing. If you get it right, you get double points. If you lose, we deduct the points you get.
Okay, well, then you're going to make it so we don't want to come.
No. Okay, never mind. Never mind.
Right?
Yeah.
Denise is going to quit the show over double points.
Over lemon bars.
So, you know, I think that the deduction points, my suggestion would be,
if it's Todd,
don't
we
deduct
can.
From me.
Well, here's the thing. I don't want to create any situation whereby Fred could hypothetically take the lead by not even participating.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
I have to worry about going to the negative.
Chris is struggling a bit. Yeah, we'll just go with all positives then today. No deduction of points. But
okay. All right. Well, we are. Why don't we go ahead and get into that there, Cal? If you got a case or no case queued up there, ready to go.
I do.
I always do.
Or no case.
Yay! Mm.
All right, I take you now to, a state back in the Northeast somewhere, the name of which I'm not going to say because it might give it away to you. A young woman comes to before the judge, and the judge determines that because she is of diminished mental capacity, that she ought to have a tubal ligation. She has the tubal ligation, and while the doctor's in there, he removes the young woman's appendix. Later on, the young woman gets, as they say in Virginia, gets of childbearing age and decides to marry. When she realizes at that point that she is not able to bear children, she decides to sue the judge. And so I ask you, case or no case, can someone sue a judge for a sitting judge who made a decision with which they did not agree and which they claim was done without their knowledge or permission?
And removed an appendix or removed an uterus?
Removed all of her birthing parts.
Okay.
And while they were in there, the dependent appendix was affected. That's just a side note. That doesn't matter.
Oh.
But
so we have a little bit of time here. Can you explain what role the judge had in the tubal ligation?
Well, if the mother alleged that the child was somewhat retarded, the daughter was told that the surgery was to remove her appendix, the judge signed off on it, and bam, all of her baby birthing parts were taken away. Later on, when she got a birthing aid, when she thought, I'm going to get married, and she met a guy, found out she couldn't have kids, and a lawyer said, well, you've got to sue the judge. You have to sue the judge. So that's the crux of our case. Or no case.
Well, one more question. Was this judge, by chance, on the West Virginia Supreme Court?
Not now.
Okay.
I'm going to start with you, Denise, because we have just a minute left. So,
okay.
And we don't have to have all of you give your answers, but is this a case or is it nay a case?
It is a case, and she loses. And my thought is this. Judges have quasi-judicial immunity during the time they make judicial decisions, and there's no way that you can sue a judge for the decision.
Okay, so let's go ahead and wrap up here. That's
and you said it was in the States.
Yeah, it was a state court case.
Okay, not
so,
in the country.
So that's Denise's view, and we are fresh out of time. This is Radio Law Talk. We will be right back. Don't go away.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just...
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work, there's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
So, I bet I look like a grown up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
And now back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. We're right in the middle of case... or no case. Denise says case, plaintiff loses judicial immunity. That's your basically the way we sum it up, right?
Yeah, is that worth 3 points because I got judicial immunity?
I haven't said anything. I just said, well, I'm just summing up. And by the way, let's keep in mind this verdict, I guess, would come no matter how incorrect, morally reprehensible, or against that particular state's law the judge's decision may have been, because this decision was in direct violation of the state's law, according to...
Now you tell me. Well. Now you tell me.
Well, I'm just saying. I was just pointing that out. But Mr. Koenig, case or no case? Now, see, Denise is angry at me, and there's no need to be, Denise. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, I think that little tidbit there... that little tidbit there does not change my answer. It does cause me to want to ask a follow-up question. Which
here we go.
well, let me just ask a technical question.
Okay.
You know how sometimes you have to get a, if you want to sue a government, you have to get permission to sue the government. Correct. Or you have to get a right to sue. And in a situation hypothetically like that, if a potential plaintiff was unable to get even the authority to sue, and so they couldn't even file the complaint because they didn't get the right. Would that, in this scenario, be a no case? Are you saying no case as in you have completely made up the scenario, or does no case mean the scenario is correct but they could never file? I just want to understand what you mean by what a no case answer would be.
Well, if they filed, it was obviously a case, and it was ruled upon. So that would be my thinking. Wouldn't you think, Chris?
I think so. Yeah. I think so.
But I guess my question is... If somebody says, if I were to say...
Is it getting warm in here? All of a sudden I'm sweating.
If I were to say, Cal, you have completely made up this scenario. The child doesn't exist. The judge doesn't exist. The mom doesn't. That's a no case.
That's a no case.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I'm not going to say that. I believe that everything exists. Okay. I think that this is all a factual scenario. I just am going to agree with Denise, I guess, that they can't sue the judge for the judge's ruling because the judge has immunity that protects him from lawsuits of this nature.
But what if it's against the law?
Then you would file a writ of mandate, and you would then try to reverse the decision of the judge or get a different decision.
But he'd still be immune.
And it's not a lawsuit per se. It's a procedure like an appeal.
I'll give you an example also from a criminal law standpoint.
Okay.
The officer pulls somebody over because they're driving a Chevy Nova at 2 o'clock in the morning, and the officer's belief is, at 2 o'clock in the morning, if you're driving a Chevy Nova, you're probably drunk, and that's why I'm going to pull you over.
Well, seems logical to me.
Clearly, in a situation like that, if that was all the officer had, the speculation is rampant. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment rights. It violates the constitutional law of the state to pull him over, but the officer has no liability at all. Even though it violated the law, the only remedy in the criminal law standpoint would be that the evidence would be suppressed, but the officer would not face any personal liability. So in this case, even though the judicial determination may have been in contravention of the law because it was part of his or her duties, I still say no. There's no prevailing by the plaintiff in this case.
Okay, so you say case and the plaintiff loses.
Case, plaintiff loses.
Mr. Rodriguez, what do you say?
The short answer is I'm going to agree with both of my co-hosts here. It's I think it's a case. and certainly if it is a case, the plaintiff is absolutely going to lose just because a judge makes a legal decision that is completely wrong and contrary to law. There could never be any liability for that under any circumstance. I don't believe that an actual lawyer would have filed this case on behalf of the woman to the extent this was filed at all. I think it was likely pro per because I don't think he could have found a lawyer to sue a judge for getting the law wrong. But I do believe that it is a case. There are wild cases that are filed every day. I mean, if you look at some of these things that are filed in California, I saw somebody, a pro per plaintiff, file a lawsuit with the allegations being that this plaintiff was in an orgy with Oprah, Mike Tyson, and Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Mr. Schwarzenegger and Oprah physically assaulted her during this activity. So
I missed the video.
I don't know. This hasn't made its way into case or no case yet. But if you can file a lawsuit based on those alleged set of facts, you can file a lawsuit about anything.
So you're saying what?
Long way of saying I agree with both these guys.
Plaintiff loses.
I wish folks could see the look on Cal's face right now because the look on his face right now is like, oh my gosh, Fred is not here for one day, and the wing nuts with the microphones have turned a simple case or no case into the grilling of the person who's actually asking the question.
Yeah, and I was also thinking Paul McCartney, the long and winding road.
I think Paul McCartney was actually in on that orgy, yes.
Although in his 70s, he wasn't doing much.
Well, all right. Cal, how close to the mark are we?
Well, first off, remember that this particular case, or not remember, but let me tell you that those of you who say it is a case, you are correct. It was a case. And that because of the egregious and morally reprehensible nature of the ruling, it made it out of the state court and actually was appealed to the United States Supreme Court, which is where the court ruled judicial immunity.
All right.
So basically, doctors bury their mistakes, lawyers hang them, and judges walk away wiping their hands and saying, too bad.
You know, and it's not surprising. It's not surprising for this reason. If you have a Supreme Court that creates liability, personal liability for a judge and says that a judge can be sued, that starts that slippery slope, and it gets down. Look, as bad as this case is, the inability to draw the line over what facts would create liability for a judge versus what wouldn't would be so nearly impossible to draw that you just have to grant it to everybody.
Yeah, and the same thing goes for the for lawyers. We have quasi-judicial immunity, and that's to protect us from being able to help our clients.
So we're coming up on the bottom of the hour break. Cal, we'll turn it back to you to lead us on out. We're at 15 seconds. You listen to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station. Shout out to the Armed Forces Radio Network that are listening to us. If you have any questions, go ahead and call in, and we'll give you those numbers when we come back, how you can communicate with us.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate U is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate U gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate U has venture capitalists, and Accelerate U has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate U launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate U is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-0. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-0. Come on, grab the phone, make the call. Accelerate U, 916-BETTER-0. Again, call 916-BETTER-0 for Accelerate U.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at
USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump says he's received a tremendous response for revoking John Brennan's security clearance. Brennan, the former CIA director, Secretary of Defense James Mattis weighs in.
I have taken security clearances away from
people in my previous time in uniform.
Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter celebrating her 91st birthday today. In other news, former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan has died. He was 80 years old.
I hope that when next time one is dealing with a broader threat to the international community, one will wait and seek the approval of the Security Council.
Back in 2001, he receives the Nobel Peace Prize.
Peace must be sought above all because it is the condition for every member of the human family to live a life of dignity and security.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
Big shout out to the Armed Forces Radio Network. They started broadcasting Radio Law Talk a couple of weeks ago. Get a lot of comments there. Always want to pay special thanks to our folks, the men and women in the armed forces and everything they do to keep our country safe. And we are very happy to provide legal entertainment for you as you listen to the show. Also want to welcome all those that are listening in Nevada, in Dallas, in Minnesota, up
Chicago.
Chicago, up and down the coast of California. Just a bunch of folks listening in. If you want to participate in the show, always, we welcome our callers, the chief cook and bottle washer, Cal Hunter, behind the glass. Happy to take your call, our call screener for the day. And if you want to call in, Denise, what is that number?
It's 855-529-7234. And you can tweet us at Radio Law Talk or hashtag Radio Law Talk, and we will get to your comments.
That's right. I like the Amargosa Valley.
Since we're plugging areas, I think.
Absolutely. I like the Amargosa Valley, and I cannot lie. I'm not even going to break into song there.
So,
go ahead, and we do check the Twitter feed. For those of you that are listening live, we do check the Twitter feed, and if it comes in during the show, we can respond to it. But if you're listening to the show on tape delay, go ahead also and tweet in your questions. We check it all the time. Our staff checks it. They let us know. We print things out, and we'll be happy to answer your questions.
And Cal, we also take emails at info@radiolawtalk.com. So we just sent, we've gotten several inquiries there. So just go ahead and info@radiolawtalk.com. So that way, no matter when you listen, even though we're live Pacific 9 to noon, we can take your questions and refer to them in the next show.
And on that note, the Cal Q disclaimer music. One thing to understand is that when asking questions, what we are giving is general legal advice. Why is it that when the music starts and I start a disclaimer, Chris falls asleep over here? He's practically snoring into his microphone.
It's cause and effect.
Yes.
And why do you use the word advice?
What's that? Well, it's general legal topics that we address. If you need specific advice, you are always to call an attorney of your choice and get specific advice specific to your questions. What we do here is just very general, touching on legal topics.
Discussion.
Very
it's
good.
Discussion.
Yes.
Yes. It's discussion.
And one of those discussions is a nice segue from our case or no case. If you were listening in the first half hour, you heard the case or no case about whether a judge can face personal liability based upon a decision or ruling that they made. By the way, we checked up on that a little bit. That decision was from 1971 and was in the state of
Indiana, and it was not yet firmly established about the judicial immunity if the judge made an illegal ruling, which was determined in Indiana. What the judge did was illegal, and that's why it went to the U.S. Supreme Court.
And it becomes law of the land once it goes to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Exactly right. So.
I would not have wanted to be a judge in the 60s.
No.
Without firm judicial immunity. I would have gotten myself into some trouble back then.
I'm sure you would have.
Bad enough being a panelist on Radio Law.
A bottle of Jack Daniels, no judicial immunity.
Look out. Chris's professional liability insurance carrier listens to Radio Law Talk, and his phone blows up with text. We're not covering that.
There was one? There is one?
Yeah, there's like five or six. I don't know. But it's a nice segue because we have that, and that comes into the topic that we're going to talk about here, which is under what conditions can a judge actually face liability, judge or judges face liability based upon their conduct while on the bench or in office. And this comes from West Virginia. Well, I wish we had the John Denver song queued up there. But Denise, what happened in West Virginia?
So in West Virginia, the House of Delegates voted to impeach the entire Supreme Court, which consists of right now four judges. It had several other judges, but the other judges quit, right? Isn't that right, Chris?
I think one judge resigned this week.
After the impeachment
Correct.
Went in, and we'll talk about the timing of that and how that was critical. But why? What was the basis that the House of Delegates cited as the reason? Presuming that they didn't just wake up one morning and go, you know what? We haven't impeached a bunch of judges in a while. Let's go ahead and get it out of our system.
There's two theories. One theory is that they mismanaged funds. They were potentially involved in some criminal behavior. They neglected their duties. They weren't doing enough cases. I mean, there's a lot of reasoning behind it, but there's
lavish,
a political. There's
lavish
a political.
Furnishings in the court. A lot of big money.
Yeah, that's right. Mismanagement of their funds, right? They bought new desks. Somebody took a very important archaic piece to their home that didn't belong to them. And there's a lot of stuff that was being alleged. But the other side of it is it's a Republican House of Delegates, and there may be political motivation. We don't know that.
Yeah. They brought some criminal charges against two of the judges for basically using state funds improperly. So, and some of the allegations are this judge drove from his home to his private golf course and filled up gas, the gas he used to make that trip regularly was paid for by the state of West Virginia.
So all of that can be issues for purposes of impeachment. But we're going to pause really quickly because
Joseph's on the phone.
Joseph.
And he got fooled by the case or no case, but he had a little twist he wanted to put on a what if.
Oh.
I know you can't deal with hypotheticals. I know that. But Joseph had a hypothetical that I thought was interesting enough that it merited a brief interruption here. Joseph, why don't you go ahead and ask your question. You're on case or no case.
Okay, thank you, Cal.
Sure.
Well, first of all, thank you for being on AFRF. I'm a disabled veteran, and you guys may want to consider some USMJ cases, maybe, kind of, sort of. Anyway, be that as it may, what if the judge was found inebriated at the bench? In other words, the case is being heard, and then let's say there is a break. One of the court employees notices that the judge is drinking at, directly at the bench, and that this has happened.
Sure, it
has. I can't remember how many years ago, but this has actually happened. And then, or the judge has, say, a mental breakdown the next day. In other words, what happens if the if it's found out that the judge was not in his or her clear mind while making that decision, then what happens to the case?
And, Joseph, thanks for your call. We'll give you your answer on the air. We appreciate the fact that you took the time to call in. Thank you. So, incapacitation, does that take away immunity?
I would think that in that scenario, you would have a claim against the judge for negligence. At least in many states, a professional, and probably almost every state, a professional has a duty to act with reasonable care in the performance of that profession. And I would argue that the judge has a duty to the public to at least show up and sit on the bench without being inebriated. And so to the extent that that line was crossed, you may have a claim for negligence against that judge.
And I don't feel that, that there would be a claim for negligence against the judge. I feel it would be a very good reason to have the judge's decision set aside and challenged, and even this, the, maybe the presiding judge to be taking care of this matter. But I just still don't think it's going to be able to penetrate the judicial.
So he's
immunity.
Still immune. The veil of that.
That
would
be my opinion.
What do you think, Tom?
Well, I think that there's two issues that we have to look at here. One would be, what is the penalty, and I'm using that very broadly, to the judge? And then the other is, what is the remedy to the person that suffered an adverse ruling on the decision? So if we look at the penalty first to the judge, I would think that a complaint would be made to the jurisdiction's judicial commission to investigate whether or not there's judicial improprieties, especially on the one case with regard to inebriation, and certainly it would be more in depth as to whether or not there was a mental capacity, you know, where they were no longer mentally able to make judicial determinations. And the sanction to the judge could be removal from the bench if it's egregious enough, or taking those steps to remove the person from the bench. That's the penalty to the judge. To remedy what happened to the person that suffered an adverse ruling, it would be, if something were determined to be against the judge, then I think all of the decisions made by the judge, either in the inebriated state or while suffering from the mental capacity, would be subject to reversal. So
well,
that,
well said. Well said.
And we're going to have to take that to head to the break. Thanks for the question, Joseph. And we will be back after these messages.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate U is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate U gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate U has venture capitalists, and Accelerate U has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate U launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate U is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate U. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter by ProPure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants.
contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's like watching a shelf.
I just threw up in my mouth.
Miley Cyrus is sending him a
thank you note.
Can I have your demo reel? I'm looking for backup dancers.
Miley and I are very close.
Okay, good. All right, so we're going to get back to our West Virginia Supreme Court impeachment case, but I do want to follow up on one thing. We had a caller in at in our last segment. Joseph was calling in, and you had a suggestion before you asked your question that all of us looked at each other and thought, that's a great idea. You wanted more USMJ cases on Case or No Case, and what we would like to throw out there for you and anyone else listening, if you have a case that you have come across, that you've seen in the news, that you would like more explanation of, whether it's a USMJ case or some other jurisdiction, go ahead and tweet that. Tweet it to us at Radio Law Talk and include a link to the article or whatever it is you're you're referring to, and then
at least give us enough detail that we can locate.
And so what we would be able to do then is do some research, and once we feel that we have enough information to comfortably answer the question or address the issue, which may include a future case where we bring in a panelist that knows about military justice and has practiced in the field, we'd be happy to
And I have another suggestion. Go ahead and send it to info@radiolawtalk.com if you want it to be a case that can fool us as well, because only Cal looks at that one.
That's right. So yes. You have a case or no case idea, but I believe it's use. Isn't it Universal Code of Military Justice, UCMJ?
UCMJ.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds
Chris
right.
Is like,
you're looking at me. I have no idea.
Chris is all, whatever.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I know some very good lawyers that have practiced, you know, military law, but I'm certainly not one.
Chris hears the initials MJ and goes somewhere else.
Yeah, he's like going, yeah.
Okay, guys.
420.
I was thinking Michael Jordan.
Oh,
what are you
sorry.
Talking about? Oh, I'm
Elon,
so pristine.
I was thinking Elon Musk.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so let's get back to West Virginia. West Virginia, to get folks caught up if you're just tuning in. So the West Virginia Supreme Court, four justices, have been collectively impeached by the House of Delegates for West Virginia, citing numerous things that they, I think there's 11 different counts, articles of impeachment that they have cited against the four justices on the Supreme Court. And the way that it works is, they can be impeached by the House of Delegates, but they have to be convicted if they're going to be removed from office by the Senate
by
of West Virginia.
By two-thirds of the Senate.
By a two-thirds vote. So
yep.
Where are we at in that discussion?
Another little background on this. When the judges are elected in West Virginia, they serve 12-year term. So they are virtually an elected judiciary.
But that's got to be unusual to have an elected appellate judiciary. The people who are reviewing the trial court's rulings and making sure that they're correct have actually just been elected by the people of the state of West Virginia.
It's very interesting.
I would be curious to see from a statistical standpoint. I know that unless a judge is doing something really wrong and egregious to the point that it has made the press, oh, another ruling from this judge, you don't see too often credible challenges to a sitting judge that is up for re-election. For the most part, in my view, I have seen elections for judicial positions that have occurred when there's a vacancy because a judge retired and two individuals are running, or a judge retired, there was an interim appointee to take that position, and somebody else wants that spot. But for a long-term sitting judge, I haven't seen, it's not that I've never seen it, but I haven't seen too often where folks throw their hat in the ring to run against that. Cal?
Well, my question was, in California, for example, the Supreme Court is elected in the sense that they get appointed, and then we vote yes or no on them, and then a new appointee comes in the event they're voted out, like Rose Byrd was on this whole death penalty controversy when Jerry Brown's first gubernatorial term.
Yeah, she was removed by a vote of the people.
Of the people, right.
That's
so
exactly
I'm saying
right.
So that can happen. It's rare, but it can happen.
Yeah.
So is this what happens in West Virginia? Do they actually mount a campaign and say, hey, traffic tickets are okay with me? I mean, what kind of campaign would you run if you were an appellate judge?
You know, I look at this. I look at a 12-year term. Okay. And I look at it and I say, okay, I kind of get why they don't, in my opinion, this is just Todd Kuenin's prognostication, and I could be wrong. It would be like the 12th time since I woke up this morning, and that's very conservative. So, but what I'm saying here is, I could see why they have the 12-year term, because you get elected the first time and you're in 12 years. Now, a 12-year career as a Supreme Court judge, in my opinion, is probably a pretty short career, okay? A 24-year career, that's a pretty average size. You're coming up on retirement. In the U.S. Supreme Court, we have folks that are talking about retirement. We have had one retirement, a couple that have just happened. Justice Thomas is talking about retirement. And guess what? It's coming up right around the 23, 24 to 28-year mark where there's, okay, I've had about enough of this, and I'm ready to retire. And so I see here that having 12-year terms gets you through the first term and sort of acts as a nice benchmark for justices to go ahead and say, that's when I'm going to step down. Because I don't want to run again and be on for 36.
It's like a nice stopping point.
It's a way to encourage a nice stopping point as a justice.
Yeah, in fact, that's what it seems like one of the justices here did. They actually wanted to make it so that there could not be an appointment to their position. They were coming up for re-election anyway, so they retired. That way, the appointment to their position is only going to be able to stay in until the elections, and somebody else will be able to become elected.
And that was Justice Davis. And so here's what happened. She was one of the four that was impeached. And so the way that it works under West Virginia law is that a justice who quits or is removed from office with more than 2 years left on the term and less than 84 days before a general election will have their seat replaced by an interim justice who will serve until the next cycle. So in this case, if the next, as of the date of this retirement by this judge, there were 85 days left before the next election cycle. If nobody had retired once the T-minus 84-day mark hit, and then all four justices were impeached, having been impeached, were convicted in the Senate, they're all gone. Now the governor would appoint four interim justices to replace those four, and they would all be in until the 2020 election, which gives them 2 years of an appointed judge by the governor to make decisions. And what this Judge Davis did was say, I'm retiring right now. So worst case scenario from the judicial standpoint, mm-hmm. worst case scenario, all the judges are impeached. At least one of the four positions will be subject to an election in the upcoming election.
Right.
And it was what she did to say, all right, we'll see if we can try to balance it that way. It's a pretty savvy move on her part.
Yeah. Cal, quick question. Do we have any affiliates, listeners in the state of West Virginia?
Only online.
Okay. All right. I'm going to choose my words carefully then.
Okay.
I just wanted to have the break to understand what I'm dealing with here in terms of listenership before I, you know, weigh in on what's going on in West Virginia.
All right. Be ready.
That is quite the setup there. Be ready with the dump bucket there, Cal. We'll see what goes on. But we're coming on. Boy, fastest hour in radio for the first hour.
I thought it was called the dumb button.
The dumb button. Well, it could be also. But our first hour is coming to a close. Thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk. We got 2 hours left. It's going to go by quick, folks. So put your seatbelts on. Make sure you have your goggles on to protect your eyes and your teeth wear. You're listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station.
Stay with us.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.